Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always. Wow. How do I even start this flipping podcast? How do I even start this podcast, guys? We have another lockdown situation going on and we need to get into Joe Budden. So this is going to be a very interesting podcast, guys. And again, for those who are watching on YouTube, yes, I'm eating a full-on cake. I'm back at again with the cakes and skin is looking great. But again, this is just a quick little snippet, like a 4 to 5 minute snippet that you guys are seeing, and the rest is on my podcast, hashtag I'm Over It. The link is below on the Acast app, Apple, Spotify. Get into it, guys. Get into the podcast, subscribe to it, because you're missing out on so much beautiful content. A quick, nice 20 minute episode, whatever you guys are doing, it's there for you guys to enjoy. So get into that. Now we've got to get into this, because I don't even know which one we're going to start with. House Party is trending, for those of you who don't know what the app is. Everybody used it during lockdown. Now we're on lockdown 2, starting on Monday. Listen, we can be on lockdown 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 28. You will not have me back on that House Party app. This foolish app that keeps freezing, everybody jumping in that you don't even know. Listen, I can't be doing none of that. So I'm not involved for this lockdown part two. But this is what's happening. We're getting another lockdown coming in from Monday. So it's going to be an absolute madness. So yeah, it really just broke the news out of nowhere. It doesn't make any sense to me. The government has promoted the Eat Out to help out for a whole month. But now you want to be doing this. The UK government is so washed out. It's just so washed out. They're so lost and confused. They don't know what they're doing. Or maybe they know exactly what they're doing, because isn't my podcast even recording? Hold on. Yeah, it is. About to say. Imagine. I feel like they just use that Eat Out to help out to boost the economy, get their money, and then blame it on the people. Now, yes, people can be accountable. Not everybody's going to be listening. But at the same time, everybody looks towards the government, you know, for us to be instructed on what to do. And they have completely failed us. Completely failed us. It's been an absolute madness. An absolute mess of a mess. I'm tremendously irritated and pissed off by this lockdown nonsense. Like, wow. I just can't believe what they're doing. Everybody is in just confusion. Schools are going to be opening. Work is going to be absolutely fine. But social gatherings of more than six is the main issue. As if people in schools and work are suddenly inept to any issues when it comes to the pandemic. Like, what is going on with this lockdown situation, guys? I don't even know, man. I'm tired of this London. Listen, this London, this pandemic, I'm tired. Do you understand? Like, let me just grab this piece of cake. Why am I fighting with the cake now? Please just collect the cake now. Oh my flippin'. Look at me making a mess, you know. I'm just fighting with this damn cake. Just put this cake in my... Why am I... Can I not eat cake? What is going on? Wow. This cake is good though. Listen. This cake is everything. Joe Biden now. Okay, he's been in the news quite a lot lately, even when it comes to his Spotify podcast and what he was doing on there. But last week, we were told that Tahiri Jose shared that she had been in an abusive relationship with Joe Budden and that he fractured her rib and pushed her downstairs during heated moments. Trigger warning, guys. He responded to her claims on his podcast by claiming she actually abused him and that they had a toxic relationship and saying that she is a cancerous, toxic, clout-chasing, check-chasing liar. Not check chasing. Damn. Now, since Santana had an audio has leaked between them two, his former fiance, and it seemed to be from right after their breakup and 2 months before they started, you know, filming Love and Hip Hop. Yeah, this is very messy, guys. This is very, very messy. He goes on to tell her that he's trying to be vulnerable with her and she won't let him. Because of that, the lawyers they are going to drag it in court if they can't peaceably co-parent. You and I at some point have to get better at this, he told her during the call. She told him in response that they could get a better place and would own up to if he would own up to his actions. Joseph, you know what?
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I can speak to you when you get out of this delusional state that you're in and you can take accountability like a man and treat me like a woman that you're about to marry and the mother of your baby boy. That's when I can speak to you. So this whole stuff took place and she tweets, there are people on this earth who are completely lost and will try everything in their power to take your light. All that lives in their soul is darkness. Move cautiously. He has now responded to this when someone said, bro, I don't care who you pissed off, but the smear campaign is crazy for Joe Budden. He quote tweets this and says, you can't kill nothing that's ready to die. Okay, superhero. Okay, Spider-Man. Coming out, like, what are you doing? But now, something else is going on that we need to, I'm genuinely really taken aback by. And I don't understand. I have no doubt that the defendant loves Lexington and Lexington loves his father. I want them to have a relationship and enjoy each other's company. I'm reading court documents here. Apart from the fact that he suffers from substance, guys, wait for it, and abuse, which impedes his ability to properly care for Lexington, most of the defendant's interactions with our son are loving and appropriate. However, I have observed... Is this a performance? Yeah. I have observed him kissing our son on the lips with an open mouth, although I believe this is intended as a playful demonstration of affection. It nevertheless is inappropriate and underscores defendant's inability to adhere to respectful boundaries. Notwithstanding that, I have told the defendant to stop this behavior. He persists. Unfortunately, I have noticed Lexington beginning to emulate this conduct when he gives kisses to others. This is behavior which I'm trying to correct. Defendant has a male dog whom he loves and showers with attention. While most of the defendant's interactions with the dog are appropriate, I have observed on several occasions one particularly bizarre behavior by the defendant. Wait, I don't understand. Without putting too fine a point on it, suffice to say that defendant has only expressed concern for the dog's lack of a sexual partner. Wait. But has personally assumed responsibility for relieving any pent-up canine sexual tension. The defendant, for reasons I cannot fathom, has personally masturbated the dog. Huh?
Huh? What do you mean?
The defendant repeatedly states that he sees this function, I didn't know this, as his responsibility, since there are no bitches around to provide a sexual outlet for the dog. What the? He does what to the dog? So you wake up now, you shower, you have your breakfast, and then you're playing like this with your dog. Wait. Wow. So we're doing up Romeo and Juliet with a dog. You're doing up Romeo and Juliet with your pets. This is what we're talking about right now. This is why Joe Biden is trending number one. Too much information. Listen, Ad, what the hell is this? How are we going to break down this? Someone said, hello, white people. Did you hear what Joe Biden did to his dog? Listen, Humphrey, where are you at? Stacy, Cindy, Lucy, where are you guys at? Because this is what he's doing to dogs. White people, I know that you don't care about anything else but dogs, but child, what, like, bro? Like, this is a mess. I mean, I'm joking, but this is an absolute mess. That is why he's currently trending number one as I record this. Huh? What? Wait, someone said white folks are about to get Joe Biden out of here once they hear what he did to the dog. They said F him abusing women, but we are worried about the dogs. Right. Joe Biden's ex has publicly said, trigger warning, that he beat her so bad she literally had a miscarriage. His other ex came out last week and said he abused her as well. If it takes him sexually abusing his dog for people to cancel him, it will show you people literally value animals above black women. That is an important conversation that we need to have, where we don't even humanize black women. Evidently we don't, because this isn't the first person speaking out about Joe Biden. And that is an issue that people just...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Seem to bypass, they see it as digestible to ignore that narrative, and it's disgusting. And this isn't the first time I've said this on my channel or my podcast. It's a very common issue that we see, especially when it comes to the public light. Because somebody tweeted ages ago saying, had Tory Lanez shot up Kylie Jenner and not Meghan, it would have been a much bigger issue. And I believe that it probably would have. It is still a big issue for what he did to Meghan, but I feel like it would have been valued as more of an important issue if it was Kylie Jenner and not Meghan. And I feel that conversation needs to have there. Not that it's blaming Kylie for anything, but you have to look at how people value people differently based on the color of their skin, which is another detriment to how deep white supremacy really is within the world and how it affects everybody in such passive ways, sometimes more passive than active, sometimes in ways that we don't even realize, sometimes in ways that are subconscious. I don't even know how to dive deep into this. But Joe Biden is basically being exposed for playing around with his pet. And I don't understand, what are we doing here? What are we talking about? It's like 2020, not even 2020, just life really just wants to outmad itself every day. Every day, some fool comes on the internet and does stuff like this. Every single day, we have foolishness. Like, I don't understand what is going on right now. Someone said, when this reaches the white side of Twitter, Joe Biden is done. Wow. I don't understand. What? Joe Biden is doing what? I don't know what to say, man. I'm lost for words. I'm actually speechless for once in my damn life. I'm speechless. Why would you do that to your dog? Where does this come from? Why are you trying to do this? Why are you trying to control your dog? Why are you trying to pleasure something like an animal? What are you doing? 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 I don't understand. Make it make sense. Doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand what we're doing here. I'm genuinely very confused. And what are we doing? Wow. Wow. Okay. We'll see what happens to Joe Biden if he faces any consequences for his actions. I feel like this is somebody who is he's a very troubled man, and he needs help, and he also needs to be imprisoned, and justice needs to be served. But will justice be served because of the victims that he has, you know, inflicted so much harm on a black woman? And I feel like this is the conversation that always needs to happen, especially when it comes to now. Like, The fact that people are more shocked about what he's doing to his dog than to what he's done to the black woman is in itself a major issue. Although, to be honest with you, what he's doing to that dog is ridiculous. So I'm not even mad. I'm not even confused or mad about the fact that this is what's going on. He was jacking off his dog, guys. He was really jacking off his dog. It's been... I don't understand, man. Is this guy going to receive any kind of... I don't understand what we're dealing with.
The girl.
We're just using slurs. Don't worry about it.
Why do I always want to make the dog feel good by playing with their fucking privates?
Yeah.
They like that.
Stop raping my dog.
That's how I know that he's not a real animal.
Wow.
Lover.
Because I don't play with my pets.
Anybody with a pet. You come on, you did a little something down there, man. Made your dog feel good.
Hell no, I would never.
There you have it, folks. It's like the Shane Dawson stuff. They say these things and they mask them as jokes to put them into conversation to kind of incite their radical, radical, confused, deranged ideas and thoughts. And they try to talk about it through, you know, verbal sentences to add some kind of normalization for their lack of understanding and common sense. Like, they just talk about it and they bypass it as jokes so that they can really understand what they're doing and joke about it with their friends so that they can just normalize it for themselves. The guy's been speaking about it, as I just showed you with this audio as well. It's a very troubling situation, and I feel like this guy needs tremendous help. This guy is damaged, needs help. And not that this person should be victimized, because they clearly are a perpetrator, but now I'm sitting here and wondering, what the hell has this guy gone through? Why have you harmed so many people in your life? Not only just the ladies, but also a pet, a dog. What is going on? Why do you still have a platform? Why are you still allowed to go and love on hip hop? Why did you have that Spotify? Like, why are you allowed to even speak and have a platform if you're harming people like this? It does not make sense. It's not fair. But we live in a world that's not fair, and it's unfortunate and it's shameful. And I had to just get into it when it came to the podcast, because I don't know how to even move on from this. I don't understand what I'm doing. I don't know how to move on from this, guys. I'm confused. I'm genuinely confused because I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing, guys? What the hell was that about? I have no idea. We all seem to, well, let me just move on from that somehow, because Britain's Got Talent has now been the subject of 3,000 complaints over Diversity's Black Lives Matter dance, and they said this UK is not racist, man. Just shut up. The number of complaints has more than doubled overnight after Ashley Banjo led the dance troupe for the Raw performance on Saturday evening's episode, which included him being knelt on by a police officer. Now, watching Ofcom has confirmed to The Sun Online that 3,000 viewers have taken grievance with what some called a political stance on the ITV show. Listen, you have to be political whether you like it or not. For you to think that you don't want to be political, you want to ignore it, is a damn right privilege, because we have so much going on in this world. But the fact that they are more bothered by this political stance message standing up for justice than the actual acts of injustice is disgusting. It's vile. It's awful. It's beyond nasty that this is what we're seeing. Absolutely disgusting. What the hell? 3,000 complaints? Because you're seeing people genuinely speak up for acts of injustice. People are being killed because of the color of their skin, and we're talking about how bad that is, and people talking about it are the ones that are being critiqued. Can you actually deep how actually mad that is in this life? How mad this is? Can you actually deep how disgusting this is? The group narrated the death of George Floyd, who died on May 25th after US police officers Derek put his knee on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. After the performance, Ashley said, "This performance is extremely special to me and the rest of Diversity. 2020 has been an incredible moment in history for both positive and negative reasons. We wanted to use the platform we've been given to make our voices heard, express how the events of this year have made us feel, and think about how we might look back on them in the future. We call it Hindsight 2020. And after learning about the complaints, Ashley has chosen to speak out again on social media. He says, "Art, the expression or application of human creative skill and imagination. Typically in a visual form, producing works to be appreciated primarily for their beauty or emotional power. My truth, my platform, my art. I've always tried to create not only to entertain, but also to inspire. That will never change. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Martin Luther King Jr. Ooh, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Silence and violence. Silence is violence, guys. Speak the hell up. This is why I've used my channel to continually raise awareness from the get-go, from 5 years ago when I was barely even getting 100 views to now. I've still been doing it, and I will continue to do it till the day I pass, because this is what you're meant to do. You're meant to fight for justice. You're meant to use your voice. Otherwise, you're enabling stuff if you're ignoring it and you know that it's going on. Use any influence or power that you may have to do good, to do better, to raise awareness and spread awareness. That is what everybody should be doing. Point blank, period. Let me know your thoughts are, guys, when it comes to this podcast. Please do subscribe. Click that button. I don't even know how I moved on swiftly from that Joe Budden nonsense. I don't even know how to get into that, guys. I really don't. So hopefully you guys can dissect that in the comments below, because, beloved, I'm done. I'm over it. As my podcast title says, I am over it. Do you understand? I'm done. Let me know what your thoughts are, guys, on all of this stuff from when it comes to lockdown too, which I don't know what's going to happen now with this lockdown, because with winter coming as well, it could be even way worse. And especially, you know, with seasonal depression, that could also be heightened and induced because of the pandemic associated with it, and us not being able to go anywhere, people losing jobs as well. Is that going to be continuing? Like, what the hell is going on? We just don't know. Subscribe to the channel, please, my YouTube channel. Head over to my Instagram at Murad_Morali. Please subscribe to the podcast. I would genuinely appreciate it. I'm trying to push this now as much as I can. It's 2 a.m. and I'm recording this. I would appreciate it, guys. I work so hard, and I appreciate the love that you guys give me as well. Subscribe, and I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening, and if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag I'm over it, and don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.